الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ونبينا ورسولنا وكريمنا وعزيزنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب وقال الله عز وجل ادخلوها بسلام آمنين وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله All praise, all glory is due to Allah Azza wa Jal. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his noble, purified and beautiful family members and upon the noble and illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters and beautiful youngsters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, in the blessed house of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the blessed month of Ramadan. And may we all reach the peak, the zenith of this beautiful and sacred month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this beautiful month. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, آتاكم شهر مبارك, that this beautiful month has come to you. And we were talking about it, Ramadan is coming. But the reality is Ramadan is going away from us. But what have you taken from this beautiful month of Ramadan during its days and during its nights? Every single person will have a different experience. But the bashara from Allah Azza wa Jal is for us all, for those who have truly strived in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ. Enter into beautiful gardens of paradise. Enter through the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into Jannah. Why? With peace and serenity. Why? Because of the good deeds that you used to do. These are the deeds that we have been striving in during these beautiful days and months, month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reach its peak. Ameen. The month of Ramadan, as you know, is the month of the Qur'an, and it is also the month of Siyam. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said that Al-Qur'an wa Ramadan, these two things, yashfa'an. These two will intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah. And in this month, we have been abundantly reciting the Qur'an, listening to the Qur'an, and we have been fasting not just with our stomach, but more importantly with our limbs, with our ears, with our eyes, with our hearts, and with our soul. So the question that we need to ask ourselves, that will the Qur'an intercede for you? That depends on how you recited the Qur'an. Will Siyam intercede for you? Again, that will depend on the quality of your Siyam that you performed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is, as you know, the month of Taqwa. The month of not just fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but being absolutely mindful in every single action that you do, which brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That acute awareness, that God conscientiousness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you go, however you are. This is the month of tazkiyah, the month of purification, the month of Tahara, where we have been constantly purifying our hearts, our souls, and the zang, removing the rust from our hearts and the sins from our hearts that have been accumulated throughout the entire year. A month of purification through the excessive and abundant wudu. All of these things have come to transform us. And again, the question is, has that taqwa transformed you? Has that tazkiyah transformed you? Has it purified you? And if it has not, then what is the reason? Where were you before Ramadan? And where are you today on this beautiful day of Ramadan? So we must continuously beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to first and foremost accept those deeds that we have done and overlook the shortcomings that there may be in those deeds. But more importantly, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to seal our deeds. Al-A'mal bi-khawatimiha, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, that the actions are based on how you seal them. So we started with a great amount of enthusiasm, determination and focus. And during the middle, we kind of went away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that when you seal something, that is also what matters the most. So there are two categories of people in the month of Ramadan thus far. Are you from the first category who glorified and welcomed this noble guest of Allah Azza wa Jal? This guest, the month of Ramadan, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorated the entire heavens, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of heaven, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His blessings here on earth. This beautiful month of Ramadan, this guest, did it expand your heart? And how did you respond to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, that whoever honors the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed they do it from the piety, from the righteousness, from the mindfulness of their heart. So how much have you honored the month of Ramadan? And vis-a-vis, you can see how much Ramadan has honored us by coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Were you from those people who said, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا? Did you say, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَسِيدِ? Ya Allah, O our most generous, most benevolent, most kind and merciful Lord, we have heard your command, we have heard the call to the month of Ramadan, and not only have we heard it, but Ya Allah, we wholeheartedly, we have obeyed you and your command, and the command of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, O our Lord, we seek your forgiveness, because to you is our ultimate and final return. وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. And this is what Ramadan is there to remind you, that this is your purpose here in dunya, to be mindful of Allah, to have purpose in your life by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to purify your heart and to remember that your journey, your destination, your return is solely back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So are you from the first category of people who accepted and honored and ennobled yourself with this month and listened and obeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are you from the second category who heard the call, but many people did not fast? Why? Because they had to go to the gym, because they had a little bit of a headache, because they wanted to take it easy. You had so many excuses. Did you hear the beautiful call of this month, but ignored it? Or did you disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain deaf, dumb and blind to all of the barakat and all of the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you from those people who said, وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ, that we hear but we disobey, we hear but we don't really hear, we hear but without hearing. وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ. This is a category of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ, that these people, they preferred the blindness and the ignorance over the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how much guidance did you allow to penetrate into your heart, into your soul, into your lives? And did you listen to every single thing that was descending from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or did you just think, this is just another month for us to get through? This is the difference between the first category and the second category. The first people will be told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Udkhulu al-jannata bima kuntum ta'amalun." Enter into Jannah because of the things that you used to do. You heard and you obeyed. You listened and you applied. Enter, or you'll be from those people who will be thrown into the fire of hell due to your disobedience, due to your negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, be from the sabiqoon, be from the forerunners, be from the pioneers, be people from the people who are running and racing towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be from the people of ashabul yameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the righteous people will be given their good deeds in their right hands. They'll be awaiting that day, and they'll be happy because they knew that this day would come, and they'll be standing before their Lord. Be from the people who are the rabbaniyin. رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. Those people who truly have their Lord at the center of their heart, and they do everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be from the Ramadaniyin people, the people of Ramadan, the people of those who fast, the people of those who have taqwa, the people of those who give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who come closer to Allah azza wa jal, who fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody asked me, "Imam Sahib, how was your Ramadan? Explain your Ramadan." And I said to them that Ramadan is just about me talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and me listening back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is all about falling in love with your deen. Ramadan is about finding the purpose, and you realize that look how beautiful our religion is and how much of balance we have, that we can do the worldly things, but we can also exert ourselves and truly become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become closer to one another within our community and also within our families. So Ramadan is not just of hearing the Quran, it's talking to Allah Azza wa Jal and listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though the last 25 days you may not necessarily be completely satisfied with the things that you may have done, you may say, "I didn't perform enough tahajjud, enough qiyamul layl, enough extra nawafil, I didn't do anything extra, or enough dua or recitation of the Quran, I haven't done the khatm of Quran, or I haven't done enough sadaqat or khairat in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal." In spite of all of those, I still say to you, do not give up, because it's not over. Every single moment counts. You do not know where the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placed for you. It may have been in the first 10 days, or in the middle, but it may be for you in the last 10 days. It may be in the last sa'ah, the last hour before Ramadan returns back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, continue to strive in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Give your best and make sure that every single moment counts. When the last 10 days of Ramadan would come, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do four things. I want you to focus on these four things and then ask yourself, what are you doing, or what have you done in comparison? The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرَ أَحْيَ اللَّيْلَ وَأَيْقَزَ أَهْلَ وَجَدَّهُ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would tighten his belt. He would fold away his bed, tighten his belt. Nowadays we are loosening our belt. Our Ramadan is over. The Quran is almost complete. We can chill, we can relax now. No, now is the time to working even harder, pushing yourself and striving even more, the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do. He would fold his bed to say, that's it. Now there's no time to sleep now. It's all about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ahya layla, that he would bring his nights to life. Throughout the entire year he would sleep a little and he would pray a little. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْ قُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would do that. But in the last 10 nights, he would bring the nights to life, and he would pray and worship all night, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he didn't only just do that for himself. He would wake up his own family, and he strived, وَجَدَّ, You strive even more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask yourself this question. The one who is guaranteed Jannah, the one where Jannah will not open its doors except for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The one, wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that يغفر الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر والله يعصمك من الناس. The one who is ma'asoom, the one who is protected. All of these things are given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. But in spite of that, he is working hard. Harder and harder in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Ask ourselves, just because you think you've done 25, 26 days of Ramadan, you think that's it? Everything's hunky-dory? No, we're not guaranteed anything. Look at what he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at what we are doing in comparison, and therefore, push yourself, strive and work harder, and push your family members to make every single moment count so that you can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know in this particular month, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amrin salam. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. But this is the month of the Qur'an. This is the month of Qadr, the month of power, the month of destiny. This is the month of abundant barakah. Khayrun min alfi shahr. This is the month, and these are the nights where the angels descend and the ruh descends. The ruh, ruhul qudus, none other than Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam. These are the nights when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salam, Allah, the giver of peace, the giver of security and safety, is saying to us, you be at peace. Why? Because without peace, nobody can enter into the gardens of paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving us that bashara, that glad tiding, that this is for you. Udkhuluha in bisalamin aminin, with salamat, with aman, with safety and security back into the gardens of paradise. So one question that came to me, that people were asking, how old are you? And I said, well, I'm 37 years old, well, 38 years old at the moment. But then it made me reflect on this particular ayah, and I want to share with you very, very quickly. Most of us may be around 25 years of age, 40 years of age, or maybe 70 years of age. But every single one of us has a wish that we wish we could live longer. You know, women especially, and the whole industry is there to make you live longer. Take this tablets, take this medication, live this type of lifestyle, and you will live longer. So all of us, this is human nature, we have this wish, we want to live longer. But the reality is that our lives are short. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the majority of the ummah, my ummah, will be between 60 to 70 years of age. But the thing is that even if we were to live for 1,000 years, ask yourself the question, would we actually be any different? Even after 400 years, 500 years, well, I think we'd still pretty much be the same, absorbed into the dunya and doing very bare minimum and getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. But the reality is actually the opposite. We actually have, as Muslims, the longest lives of all of the ummahs since the beginning of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam until the end. So you might be thinking, well, how does this work? One hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, you only live 60 to 70. And here is the Imam saying you actually have the longest years. But just bear with me for a few moments. So most of us would probably have seen 20 Ramadans in our life. So if you've seen 20 Ramadans, your actual age is actually 1,660 years old. You are Buddha. You are proper old. And if you've seen 40 Ramadans in your life, then you are actually 3,320 years old. You guys are ancient. And for those people who have seen 60 Ramadans in their life, then you guys are absolutely epic. You are 4,980 years old. This is your actual age. And you might think, well, how is that? Why? Because every single Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the night, which is khayrun min alfi shahr, which is better than 1,000 months, which equates to 83 years of life. of not just life, but 83 years of worship, which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you these bonus years in your life, and saying even though you may be 20, you may be 40, you may be 60 or 70 years of age, you can actually receive the award and the reward of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 5,000 years. And you know, people, when they return back to Allah Azza wa Jal, they'll say, "Ya Allah, just give us one more chance. Give us one more day. We will go back to the dunya and we will worship you the way that we should have worshipped." But look at how generous and merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that even though we may be 20 to 70 years of age, Allah has given us actually thousands of years of life. Or are we from those people who are still mahroom? Remember the hadith that I mentioned at the beginning of Ramadan? مَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ. That the person who is mahroom, the person who is unfortunate, the person who is deprived, is that person who had Ramadan come into his life. He had the opportunity to extend his life every single year by 83 years, and he had 20 of those opportunities, 40 and 60 of those opportunities to expand his life for thousands of years, but he remained deprived. He remained unfortunate. So brothers and sisters, ask yourself, how old do you think you are? And how fortunate do you think you are? Or do you think, are you from those people who are still mahroom? So therefore, seek the night of Laylatul Qadr. Seek it actively, not just reserve it for the 27th night. Actively seek it in the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, and the 27th, and the 29th night, so that you can be from those people who are the fortunate people, for those people who will have thousands of years in their scale of worship, of maqbool worship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past, people may have lived longer than us physically. Nuh alayhi salam lived for 950 years, where he just did his da'wah for 950 years. Other nations lived for hundreds of years. But we, the ummah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, will surpass all of them by 5,000 years. Why? Because we sought and we achieved and we seized the night of Laylatul Qadr every single year. And we didn't just float by and cruise by in our life. We worked and worked hard, just the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did. So reflect on your current life. If you just look at our current life, most of us between the years 12 to 15, this is when we reach the age of puberty. So before that, you're exempt. You're not accountable to Allah Azza wa Jal. 25 years we spend in sleep. 7 years we spend on social media. 6 years we spend on binge watching Netflix and Disney and so many other things. 5 years we spend on eating. 2 years on cleaning. That's probably most of it for the women. And driving, 4 years we are spending driving away like crazy people. And shopping, 3 years of our life. If you calculate all of these things, these are actual facts and statistics, 69 of our years of the average human lifespan of 72, 69 of our years are just spent on the dunya. And the remaining 5 years, what do? We barely give 5 years back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if you return back to Allah azza wa jal with just 5 years. He gave you 72, he gave you 80 or 100, and from that you only return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 years or 6 years or 7 years. How happy or how displeased or angry do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be with us? That it is because of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Laylatul Qadr. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ. That night which is better than 1,000 months, better than 83 years of accepted worship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what an offer it is, a limited time offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find these 5 nights and seek night of Qadr in these 5 nights, and you'll be rewarded the equivalent to 30,000 days of worship. But in spite of that, how many of us have so many excuses? I have work tomorrow, I have this tomorrow, I have to do this, I have to do that. No, you don't know how long your life is. You don't know whether you'll receive another Ramadan, another Jummah, another opportunity for the night of Qadr. And therefore, extend your lives, extend your worship, extend the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not be from those people who are deprived. Remember when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Qul ameen," say ameen. And the Prophet alayhi salam said ameen to what? That person who has Ramadan come to him in his life, but in spite of that, he is unable to seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal and to be entered into the gardens of paradise, unable to seek 83 years extension to his lifetime. That person is truly mahroom. Therefore, brothers and sisters, make every second count, make every moment count, because this can be and will be the difference between heaven and hell. It will be the difference between the lowest of the heavens and the highest of heavens. So work hard and seek the night of Qadr. It will be tonight for those people who started a day before us. For us it will be tomorrow. Whenever it is, seek it and expand your rizq, expand your life and increase in your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waste this opportunity because you may not get it again. This is khayrun min alfi shahr. And for those people who are very world focused and very monetary focused, just give you the simple example that imagine if your boss, your line manager, your supervisor, your CEO said to you, I want you to come for 5 nights and work overtime, work extra for these 5 nights, and for every second that you work, I will give you 1 hour's pay. You're like, whoa, yeah, I'm there, I'll be there. If that boss says to you, for every minute you work, I'll give you 58 days of pay. For every 1 hour you work, I'll give you 9.8 years of pay. For 8 hours that you work, which is just 9 to 5, 8 hours. And this is Maghrib till Isha. If you look at Maghrib time now, till Salat al-Fajr is literally 8 hours. If you work these 8 hours, I will give you 83 years of pay. And the average wage is £35,000 in the UK. 35,000 times 83. Is £3 million almost. This is what your boss is willing to give you. What would you do? Would any of us make any excuse? Oh no, I'm tired. Oh no, I need to spend time with my wife. I need to take care of my children. I need to do this. I need to do that. No, nobody in their sane mind would make any excuse whatsoever. They'll say, I'll be there. I will be there. Even if I have to crawl there, I will be there. Even if I'm ill, even if I'm on my deathbed, I will be there. Why? Because they can see £3 million in front of them. But why do we not do this when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has all of the treasures, is saying, come and I will give you khayrun min alfi shahr, even more than £3 million. The currency in the dunya will stay in the dunya, but the currency of Allah will benefit you in your grave and will benefit you, and you'll be able to withdraw it on the day of Qiyamah and enter into the gardens of paradise. This is another incentive for us to find the night of Laylatul Qadr and to work hard just the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did. But one final point, I want to give another incentive, another reason why we should be actively seeking the night of Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Allah يَصْطَفِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُلًا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chooses whichever prophet that he wants. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chooses the angels that he wants as well. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chooses and selects certain people to bring closer to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He chose the Quran for us. He chose Islam for us. He chose this beautiful month of Ramadan for us. He chose and gave us the night of Laylatul Qadr. And similarly, he chose and gave us Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam. And the reason why I say this is because so many people, if you had an opportunity to go meet the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, would take it in a heartbeat. If you had an opportunity to go and meet the Sahaba ikram, you'd go and take it in a heartbeat. But the reality is you can't physically go there and actually physically meet the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba ikram, for they have returned back to Allah azza wa jal. However, there is still an opportunity for you to meet the greatest angel of Allah Azza wa Jal, to meet Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam. Jibra'il alayhi salam, nazala bihi ruhul ameen, the ruhul qudus and the ruhul ameen, the trustworthy and the pure spirit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who brought every single message from Allah Azza wa Jal to every single prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who brought life into the hearts of those people, the one who gave the message to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who embraced the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam and said, اقرأ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ. The one who witnessed every single thing from the beginning of creation, and he will be there when the last trumpet is blown as well. He saw the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He saw the arrogance of Iblis. He saw the glad tidings and the bashara of Ismail and Ishaq. He saw the drowning of Fir'aun. He gave the glad tidings to Sayyida Maryam. He saw the ascent and took Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam into the heavens, and he was the one embracing the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do you not want to meet Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the one who has 600 wings and just two of his wings would cover the entire earth? That great and majestic angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would come down every single Ramadan and he would sit with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they would do dawr, they would read the Quran to each other, and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam would dress up for Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. He would do miswag, would put on perfume and oud for Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, because he is coming from the heavens. This is how he would receive Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. But when the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam returned back to his Lord, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam stopped coming to the dunya. The wahi stopped. He stopped, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the true believers, for the true lovers, He gives us one more opportunity to be in the presence of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And He only comes in the night of Qadr, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. He descends, and when He descends, so does the Sakina of Allah Azza wa Jal, so does the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so does the Barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look again at the Quran, at Laylatul Qadr, and how it can change your destiny, increase your life, bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bring you into the presence of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Imagine you are doing dua and Jibreel alayhi salam is looking at you and saying Ameen. Imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would He say? Of course He will say Ameen and accept the dua, because Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is saying Ameen to you. Or do you think Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam will see that most of us are sleeping or neglectful or just doing other things? So seize this night, seize this beautiful night, whether it's the 27th or the 29th night, and make sure that you increase your livelihoods, increase your lifespan, increase your barakah, and be in the presence of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the presence of Jibreel alayhi salam, and save yourselves from the fire of hell. Allahumma a'tik riqabana min al-nar, ya aziz ya ghaffar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everything that we have done thus far and enable us to complete the month of Ramadan with its due right. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan.